the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In few times I had the chance to share with Khaled and Iman also the sermon of Sunday. So before Sunday, we share it together and see the point of views. It was always good to share this with him. Unfortunately, last week I couldn't. He was not conscious, so I when I visited him, I couldn't share the sermon. So I'll share it with him today. The faith, my faith and faith of the church is whoever departs is with us. So I have this faith that he is with us, he's hearing us, and he's definitely better place. And I'm sure that his feedback and his point of view will be given to me in a way or another. So, Khaled, the sermon of last Sunday, it was about the miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ did with the son of the widow of Nain. So you all know the miracle that Jesus Christ went to the city, and out of the city he found the widow, and her son was dead, and they were carrying him to bury him. So I stopped actually in 3 points in the sermon that I'm sharing with you. So the first one is a son dying. This is very sad, but this is, as was Abuna Barsoom was mentioning, this will happen. Either I am a child, a young man, an adult, a father, a grandparent. So this will happen. A day will come for me, as Abuna was saying, and this day will come. And looking at the scene, what will be my case when this day or this moment will come to me? From, I'm sure, if you had time today to look at your Facebook, I had time and I looked at the Facebook, and the comment from many many of you about Khaled was a role model. We love you. What you did to us, we will never forget your zeal. We will never forget your service in the church, and we will live by this. So this was not only what Michael prayed yesterday. No, it was in a Facebook. I had this feedback. I was sharing this feedback with many others, and this is true. And I need to ask myself this question: when this day will come to me? At that day, did I fulfill the mission that I am here for? He had a mission, and he fulfilled this mission. And not only the part he fulfilled it during his service here in the church and the sports. It's not only here. It's St. George's in St. Mark in Ottawa, but more, the last few weeks or month of his life here on earth was a very fruitful time for him to preach, and this was the last mission that he had to accomplish before his departure. So yes, this day will come to me. But am I ready? Do I know really why I am here? Do I know the purpose of being here? And if I know this, I am fulfilling this or no? Or I am just living day by day and that's it? So, Khaled was the person that he exactly knew his talents and his gifts, and not only in sports, but in how to communicate with people, and he was excellent using these gifts. So this was the first point. The second one, the widow, his mother was crying, and everyone around him was crying because a young man died. And when the Lord Jesus Christ saw what happened, he came and touched the coffin, and the boy he raised the boy. And by doing this, our Lord Jesus Christ gave joy to everyone. And as Abuna also was mentioning, we share with them with different levels. We share with them the sorrow and the sadness and the tears. And this is normal. And this is part of a human being. And this is nothing wrong doing this. And the only one who can heal us and the only one who can comfort us is the Lord Jesus Christ. And while reading this part of the gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ did this and is doing this to me and to you every time and every moment we need him. And I'm sure we need him every second in our life. But he's doing this when really we feel the pain, we feel the sorrow, we feel we have the tears and all these feelings. He is here for us, and he is touching the heart of everyone to give him comfort, to tell him, I am here. I am here to give you joy. I am here to take your sorrow and give you, instead of the tears, a smile on your face. So our Lord Jesus Christ is here to comfort us, and this is a blessing. And also our Lord Jesus Christ is here to raise me from my sin. And this is very important and essential in my life. So as Saint Isaac the Syrian is saying, and I'm always referring to his quote, that God give me my life to repent. So this is the only thing I'm doing in my life, is to repent. Whatever things I am doing in my life, this is good, this is great. I have a family, I am studying, whatever things. I have my job, this is great. But this is not the first priority. My first priority is to repent. And this is what I should do. And this is what Lord Jesus Christ is giving us to do. And as I'm referring to Saint Isaac the Syrian, I found today a nice quote. We put it in the website of the church. A saying, what the man who follows Christ in solitary mourning is greater than he who praises Christ among the congregation of men. So, and I found this, I mean, it is Khalid. So this situation is, he is referring to Khalid. So, so yes, it is so easy for me to praise Christ among everyone. So within the congregation, with the liturgy, within the prayers, within the good part of my life, it is easy to praise Christ. But is it easy to praise him while I am in pain, I suffer? And this is another thing I think I learned from Khalid, keeping always his smile till the end. Although he was suffering from pain, and not only the physical one, but I mean being just on bed, this is not something giving comfort. But he was always smiling, and he was always praising God. And this is what really Saint Isaac was telling us. So the first, yes, the day will come. The second, Jesus Christ is here for me and for you to heal us. And the third point is what everyone did after this. They give glory to God. So they glorify him. So they thank God. And this is what the church is doing. When we started the prayer, we started with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for every condition, concerning every condition. Yes, we thank you because we have the faith that Khalid right now is in the place that we all are looking to go, and he is praying for us, and he's taking care of us. We thank you for this. And also we thank you for the pain, because the pain and sorrow we have right now maybe will be a motive for us to also repent and to go to this place. So whoever wrote anything on the Facebook for Khalid, please write it in a piece of paper or put it in your memory, whatever memory is, because you need to remember this one day. You need to remember that we had a role model in our life, and we have no excuse to follow this role model, to follow Khalid in his service, in really loving God in every condition, every circumstances he was in. So, yes, we praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. And meantime, as I was sharing with Iman a few days ago, that while we are praying the prayer on the partial, this is the rite of the church, we thank you, Lord, and after this, we pray the litany for the sick. So if someone will come in the church and see us praying God to heal the sick, he will say, maybe they didn't notice that we are here for another purpose. But I mean, the church, as a mother, she looks and she is comfortable of this departed person. He is now in paradise. So the church is a mother. She's not worried about him, but she's worried about the family and about the friends and about everyone. So that's why the first litany is the litany of sick. So we need the sick people, the God to heal them, to heal their emotions, their feelings, and for them to feel better, to be comforted. And then after this, we pray the litany of the departed. So this is the church and how we can see the rights of the church for everyone. So, Khalid, this was my... although I said this, I didn't say all this on Sunday, but definitely I am sure that if we share this before Sunday, it will be better. But right now, I am happy that I am sharing this with you and waiting for the feedback. I will receive it by way or another, because we are a living church. We have this relation with all our beloved fathers and brother and brethren who departed, and we have this relation with them, and we have this faith that they are here for us, to help us, to protect us, and we have no excuse. So I thank you, Khaled, for the time. The few minutes I spent with you over the last period, I will not forget you. I will not forget the lessons I learned from you. I will never forget your smile. On deep of your sorrow, I will never forget your smile. And I am blessed. I thank God that I had this opportunity to meet with you. And I'll try my best to always remember this lesson from you, and this will definitely help me to live the life of repentance, because my aim is one day I'll see you with your smile, and I'll have mine also, and we'll share many things in paradise till we go to heaven together. So I pray for our Lord Jesus Christ to comfort all of you, me before you. He is the only one who can comfort, can give us peace, and to repose the soul of my dear brother Khalid. And I am asking Khalid to intercede for me and for all of us, to pray for us before the Lord. I remember Abuna Dawood Lamai, when His Holiness Pope Shenouda departed, and he said one of the sermons, just a few days after this, pray and ask whatever you want from Pope Shenouda, because right now he is hearing you and he is in a place where he can hear you and fulfill your things and intercede for you. So definitely for Khaled, not only now, but I mean, this is will always happen, that we have this relation with him, especially the family. And whenever you are in the liturgy and we are in the part of the commemoration of the saints, this is the beautiful part where everyone is around the Lord Jesus Christ on the altar, including all the departed beloved ones who we say their names. So this is also another blessing that we have here. So thank you, Khaled, and thank you, Lord, for witnessing this role model that really I need in my life. Glory be to God forever.